Vendors acting on behalf of state agencies are now subject to a higher level of record keeping. They must maintain public records while making sure confidential information is not disclosed, just as state agencies are required to do. Attorney Karen Walker with Holland & Knight says the law wasn't on her firm's radar until clients started asking questions.
The new law appears to impose some cost on the private sector contractors that weren't there previously, including the cost of transferring the records back to the public agency at the end of the contract and maintaining electronically stored records in a format that's compatible with those of the public agency.
Walker says it's not always clear when a contractor is acting on behalf of a state agency. Any number of factors determine that, like the level of public funding and whether the business is conducted on state property. For example, a private consulting firm that's hired to oversee a county airport expansion project could be considered to be acting on behalf of a state agency.
And so I'm not sure how the government and the private sector parties are always going to be able to come to terms as to when these provisions are going to have to be included in a contract.
The changes were supported by state leaders who wanted more transparency and accountability in government spending, and the law got the unanimous approval of the Florida legislature. But Walker thinks the new requirements could deter companies from doing business with the state. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.